It's Paul Marsh here on Express. 25 minutes past 11 on Thursday the 21st of March. Hope you're having a good day. Right, I am delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by Zodiac X. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
right, now, where to begin? We've been playing your music here on Express for quite a while now. You've had quite a few tracks in the local music chart, which has been absolutely fantastic. But I think, so, let's say that you're the producer, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're the producer of all the tracks. And I think sometimes it's very difficult. I think it's a little bit different in this day and age because there are so many well-known big producers, but for a long time producers went a little bit unknown. So what was it that made you kind of want to get into this, and where was, like, you know, what was your first sort of influences?
So I got some, like, inspiration from, like, art, like, people in the EDM industry, so artists such as, like, Martin Garrix, Avicii, yeah. David Guetta, you know, and I've always had a passion for music since a young age, and ever since I wanted to, you know, do something like this and produce my own tracks and, you know, get them out to the world. And it's such a crazy feeling to see everyone, like, listening to my music, which is amazing.
Well, it's funny because, like I say, things have certainly changed. I mean, again, I'm a lot older than you. Things have changed in the last, like, 20 years or so, whereas before it was all about the singer. The singer was, you know, on the tracks was the main person that people spoke about. But then, like you say, as, you know, with the likes of David Guetta and Martin Garrix and people like that, now the producer and the DJ has now become the main artist themselves, and then you have, you know, all of these other artists that are guesting on their songs, which is exactly what you're doing. So when you come to those type of tracks, what were the tracks that made you want to sort of go, right, okay, let's get some equipment, let's look into how I can do this for myself?
So, like, tracks such as, like, you know, Martin Garrix, Animals.
Yes, Animals.
Animals song, Avicii's Levels.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
Which, of course, was picked up and reworked by many other artists.
Yeah, exactly that. And, you know, I think EDM itself is just, like, you know, you don't really hear many... Well, you hear a lot of people listening to it, but you don't really... It's a bit niche. It's like pop music's more of, like, a big thing within the music industry, and it's so good to see, like, versatility, and you want that, like, versatility with the artists, everything. So it's great to see the versatility.
You've been getting played on Express, I would say, for the last 6 months to 12 months. How long have you been doing this? How did you get into it and sort of pick it up and do it properly?
So I started back in, like, 2020, during, like, the lockdown kind of thing, like, and, you know, I've been doing it properly for, like, about 2 years, and I wanted to, you know, produce my own tracks, and, you know, I started experimenting with different sounds on a DAW, and, you know, from what it's come to in, like, four years. It's a crazy feeling.
It's funny, isn't it, when you look back on what you did when you first started, and you look back now and you go, oh god, it was bad.
It was very, very bad.
So what was the point where you kind of, because obviously, like you say, during lockdown, I mean, I'm not saying it was a good thing by any stretch of the imagination, because of course it wasn't, but what it did is it afforded people a lot of time to work on the things that they had maybe been putting off or they hadn't had the chance to do, and it afforded people time to work on things, so that's exactly what it did for you. At what point did you feel comfortable to kind of start sending your music out for people to do vocals on?
So, you know, I just put in stuff on SoundCloud, for example, and I just put a bunch of tracks on there and, you know, send them to people, you know, asking, oh, what do you think of this track? What do you think of this track? And then obviously getting feedback from them to see what they actually think thought of the track is, you know, what I could, like, improve on for the future. And I've took that feedback into account, and it's obviously helped me throughout time to where I am now and what I'm doing and producing now.
Because I would imagine it's quite difficult when it comes to the structuring of a song, because obviously a vocalist will look at something very differently to the producer. And, you know, you're when you're putting the track together and you're working on your bits and pieces, you know, you're thinking about how it sounds without a vocalist, whereas a vocalist will go, right, well, I actually need that to come down, or I need a break there where I can do this. So is there a lot of collaboration with the people that you work with?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I usually just send an initial idea out to them, you know, maybe like a melody or a chord progression, like a you know, like a 1 minute, just a foundation of a track.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I send it to them and, you know, they start, you know, think of some lyrics and try and get some vocal melodies going. And then, you know, that's where the whole track starts and we build out the foundation of the whole track. And we just work around vocals around it. And that's how the tracks come alive in my way.
Well, let's talk about, like I say, literally the last 6 or so months with a couple of tracks that you've had on the local music chart, have been absolutely brilliant. How long was Quit on This number one for?
The Quit on This was number one for 3 weeks. And to see everyone, to see people voting for my song, it's just like, you know, it makes me feel really, really, like, great inside, because, like, it's something...
Something that, you created. Something you created from scratch. And then other people are saying, this is what we want to hear.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone's support as well, like, just going on there and voting on the website, because it really means a lot to me.
How did you sort of hear about the local music chart, and what made you want to send your stuff into it?
So, I was actually listening to the local music chart. I just turned Express FM on, and... the local music chart came up, and it was like, I think it was a show with Mason Jordan. Back when he was doing it, and I was like, oh, maybe I can send my music in and, you know, get it played on the radio. And I think one of my first tracks that got played on Express FM was Night and Day.
Yes,
with Mason Jordan, and that got to number 4 on the Express FM chart, and that's where it all started, really. And I just, after that, I just started sending my tracks in, like Quit on This and Inseparable, and there's a lot more to come. So,
do you think when that first track made it to number 4, do you think it gave you that sort of sense of belief of, I can do this?
Yeah, so it gave me like so much motivation. So I was like, you know, if I put one track out there, I can go on to the next and, you know, improve myself with these tracks and like get high in positions. Mm. For example, I got to, you know, Quit on This 3 weeks to number 1, and yeah, it was such a crazy feeling of that.
I didn't mention it at the first part of the interview, and I should mention this, about your age. You're still very, very young. You're 17 years old. 17 years old. All that talent and 17 years old. Have you got... I know this is kind of a crazy thing, but have you got any ideas of what you want to do and your aspirations? Because you are so young, churning out amazing music like that. You know, is it just a case of taking it day by day, seeing where it goes, or have you got ideas in your head of what you want to do?
Yeah, just you know, see, I'm just gonna see where it goes, keep creating tracks and everything, stuff like that. And I've also wanted to be a radio producer, funny enough.
Okay,
so that's you know, from you as well.
Yeah, well, I think we can probably put you in touch with the right people about that.
Exactly, but yeah, obviously with the ZODX side and everything like that, I'm gonna see where it takes me, and you know, if I can obviously persevere with it and just, you know, promote it and network with other people, you know who knows where it can go.
Well, like I say, you are off to a fantastic start, because, you know, Quit on This 3 weeks at number one is absolutely amazing. What do you do away from the music? Are you at college or
I'm at college.
And what are you doing at college?
I'm doing music tech, IT, and media.
So you're in the right environment
right environments.
Well, the funny thing is because, you know, I speak to a lot of people who sort of go down one avenue of music and end up in a completely different avenue of music to what they thinking they were going to do. But the great thing is with that is if you can have a few different strings to your bow, you never know where you're going to end up. But to be able to do this, you know, there are so many different avenues you could take.
Exactly. So, like, you know, you can, there's so many routes within, like, the music industry itself that you can, with like, if you're, like, doing anything inside the music industry, you can just do anything, basically. It's as simple as that.
Right. So, Quit on This came to us in August of last year. We're about to play Inseparable, and that came to us in October of last year. It's been, what's that, 4 or 5 months?
4 or 5 months.
Something like that. What? Come on, let's get down to it. What's going to happen? Well, you need some new music. What's 2024 got in store? What can we do?
New music is... I've got so much new music coming up. Obviously, working on it, it's going to take a long time to be able to get to where it's going to be completely finished. But obviously, I'm going to hopefully release something in the summer.
Okay.
And hopefully, next year, I'll have a EP, which is very exciting. That's always something I wanted to do as well. Mm-hmm. So that is two things that I that coming up for me, and hopefully some other tracks inside that. And but as I've also been producing a lot of more versatile music, so not just like the EDM stuff, but yeah. also I've switched to experiment with like pop music.
Okay.
And the pop like industry and stuff like that, so it's all very exciting. So
you are a very, very busy man then.
I'm very busy. very busy.
That's what we like to hear. We're obviously very excited about the current project that you're working on, but at the end of the day, if you're working on things and you're doing things to promote the music in the Portsmouth industry, then that's what we like to hear here on Express. Now I want a commitment from you that when this new track is ready, you're going to bring it to us, whether it's either myself or Josh or Ian or whoever it is, you're going to bring it to us here at Express and we get to play it first.
100%.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
100%.
You heard it
here.
It's
going to be there.
Right, thank you so much for coming in. If people want to find out a little bit more about you, where can they do that?
So you can find me on Instagram, Spotify, SoundCloud, all the social media platforms. You just go to @ZodiacX_music.
And then what we'll do, if you've missed any of this interview at all, we'll put this up on our website a little bit later so you can listen again.